Greetings in Christ. I'm Pastor Delwyn Xavier Campbell, Sr. The New Testament reading for today is from Mark chapter 4, verses 1 through 20. Again, he began to teach beside the sea, and a very large crowd gathered about him, so that he got into a boat and sat in it on the sea, and the whole crowd was beside the sea on the land. And he was teaching them many things in parables. And in his teaching, he said to them, "Listen, behold, a sower went out to sow. And as he sowed, some seed fell along the path, and the birds came and devoured it. Other seed fell on rocky ground, where it did not have much soil. And immediately it sprang up, since it had no depth of soil. And when the sun rose, it was scorched. And since it had no root, it withered away. Other seed fell among thorns, and the thorns grew up and choked it, and it yielded no grain. And other seed fell into good soil and produced grain, growing up and increasing and yielding 30-fold and 60-fold and 100-fold. And he said, "He who has ears to hear, let him hear." And when he was alone, those around him with the 12 asked him about the parables. And he said to them, "To you has been given the secret of the kingdom of God. But for those outside, everything is in parables, so that they may indeed see, but not perceive, and may indeed hear, but not understand, lest they should turn and be forgiven." And he said to them, "Do you not understand this parable? How then will you understand all the parables? The sower sows the word, and these are the ones along the path. When the word is sown, when they hear, Satan immediately comes and takes away the word that is sown in them. And these are the ones sown on rocky ground, the ones who, when they hear the word, immediately receive it with joy. And they have no root in themselves, but endure for a while. Then, when tribulation or persecution arises on account of the word, immediately they fall away. And others are the ones sown among thorns. They are those who hear the word, but the cares of the world and the deceitfulness of riches and the desires for other things enter in and choke the word, and it proves unfruitful. But those that were sown on the good soil are the ones who hear the word and accept it and bear fruit 30-fold and 60-fold and 100-fold. O Lord, have mercy on us. Thanks be to God. In many and various ways God spoke to his people of old by the prophets, but now in these last days he has spoken to us by his Son. The impact of Jesus' parables had one effect for those who believed in him and another for those who did not. In the case of believers, if they did not understand, they were drawn to ask. In the case of the unbelievers, they thought that they did understand. They thought that they saw what Jesus was illustrating and heard what he was saying. Yet, their perceived comprehension did not lead them to come to him that they might be saved. Instead, they remained outside. As Jesus said to the scribes and Pharisees in John chapter 5, verses 39 and 40, "You search the scriptures because you think that in them you have eternal life, and it is they that bear witness about me. Yet you refuse to come to me that you may have life." Such is the old saying, "The word of God will either draw you or drive you." Those who have, by faith, been blessed by the preaching of the gospel to embrace and ever hold fast the blessed hope of everlasting life have come to know the love of Christ that passes knowledge. Our lesson today speaks of growth. It gives to us the promise that God's living and powerful word will not fall to the ground void. The Lord teaches in the parable that God acts through process and he works with purpose to fulfill his will. We look at the trials of this life at the attacks of Satan to disrupt us as we walk in our vocations, and we are tempted to wish for a shortcut. We would like the sowing of the seed to lead immediately to the harvest of the fruit, but that's not the process. Psalm 34, verse 19 says, "Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivers him out of them all." And Paul preaches in Acts 14, verse 22, "Through many tribulations, we must enter the kingdom of God." There is a growth process in the kingdom, a growth process as it pertains to the equipping of the saints and the work of ministry. The earth produces of itself. The Greek word translated there is automate. In this parable about sowing, the sower does nothing other than sow. The rest is up to the seed and the soil, and the seed never fails. Today, your Father in heaven and his Son, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, have given you his Holy Spirit that you might know that God is working with purpose to fulfill his mission, and you are an important part of that mission. God has established his kingdom, and you who repent and believe the gospel are the fruit of it. Almighty and merciful God, of your bountiful goodness, keep from us all things that may hurt us, that we, being ready in both body and soul, may cheerfully accomplish whatever you would have us to do. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.